down your street, through your barred windows, looking at me, and you wonder, never come to end. Only your precious things do not last. Oh, your treasure. Oh, your treasure. You think you know me, but you don't know. Well, there's more to this picture than that shows, and you fear that I come to steal your security. That ain't real. Oh, your treasures. Oh, your treasures. I will leave now, and you won't cry. With relief now, you'll just sigh. But you'll remember, come one day, and you'll walk out that door, 'cause you can't stay. Thank you. flophouse over on South Main called the Frank James Hotel. They got some ugly women that'll take you to heaven. A few gonna take you to hell. I kinda like falling off a rock. Falling off a rock. Falling off a rock. Out up to St. Louis, maybe get me a job. Stay right here at the mission. Heaven, never talk with God. I kind of like falling off a rock. Falling off a rock. Falling off a rock. Got my number, they had me for vagrancy. I've been to their hotel down on Monroe, felt the hospitality. I kinda like falling on a rock. Falling on a rock. Falling on a rock. Shout up to St. Louis, maybe give me a job. Stay right here at the mission. To have a little talk with God. It's kind of like falling off a rock. Falling off a rock. Falling off a rock. A train time. Crunching on the cinders, looking for an empty room. Checking the high line, drinking my red wine. It's kind of like falling off a rock. Falling off a rock. Falling off a rock. I you want someone to love? I say, make yourself somebody. Somebody want to love. Have mercy on your loneliness. Have mercy on the lonely. Have mercy on the lonely. Have mercy on the lonely.
I'm a original man of the world. I'm coming down the street, but I watch out for me.
good to be here. People in Holland adopted me like an old dog. I love coming here. I love it. Thank you. Thank you for coming on a Monday night. Tractor. Your old dog can take you home if you're blind drunk and things. If you have a 51 Chevrolet like me, that can get me home sometimes. Sometimes a gal can take you home. But somehow you gotta get home, you know what I'm saying?
Yellow and green, thanks to this woman, you know I mean. One is a diesel, the other better? Take my clothes off? No problem. You dancing with the devil here, dog.
Yes.
No, I gotta tell you something. You know that Lowlands Festival y'all have here? Man, I love it. It's such a cool festival. And this time I went there and played, and you know, it was all cool and everything. And then I wanted to go out and hear this band, the Tame Impala, play. Because I thought they sounded neat and stuff. And I went out there and, you know, it was a little rough out in the audience for me, to socialize and shit. And these two young gals came up to me and they were super nice and trying to, they saw I was getting into some problems with the picture taken and shit. And so they kind of like, you know, helped me a little bit, you know, let me be able to watch the band and shit like that. And then, this is the dopest part. You know, everybody's camping out there. When we go to festivals, am I talking too much? Oh, okay. We go to festivals, we never get to go out with y'all where the people camp and things. And so these girls and a couple guys and stuff, they take me out to their campground. And we're sitting out in their little campground, and they had one of the girls, was her birthday. And they had birthday cake, and we had scones, and we had tea. You know, I couldn't, it was like, you know, it was so civilized. You know, they were so cool. For me to get to go out in the campground and hang with some people was the funnest festival I did all year. So I was so, and you know, it was this girl's birthday, but see, I didn't know her then, you know. And so her and her friends took good care of me, and I'm thinking that maybe I want to sing her a song. But I kind of want to sing them all a song, but I'm not quite sure how to do that. So maybe because it was her birthday, I'm going to go get her, you know, because she's my guest tonight. So you don't mind that, do you? Usually I pick someone out of the audience, but I'm going to do
guys showed me some real Dutch hospitality. It was all straight up. They were so nice. And they all have me out there. Thank you. We're gonna have a little fun, I hope, tonight. It's such. It's all good. For those who don't know, I need to tell you because my shit's interesting. It's called a diddly bow. It's just a piece of wood with one string nailed on it. And this is my Christmas decorations again. This is a can of Jolly Green Giant Corn. It's got a handle from a 75 Chevrolet van. It don't do nothing. It just jiggle a little bit. Yeah, that's it. This is a diddly bow song me and him used to do a long time ago. But we haven't played it in a long time. So it could go horribly wrong. You don't care, do you?
Thank you.
It's so amazing to me, y'all come out on a Monday night. I guess, you know, don't maybe don't matter, but it's Sunday? Oh fuck, I take it all back. Ain't nothing but a thing, Sunday. What does that mean? Y'all just got to get up and go to work tomorrow. What does that mean? I just be fancy. Trying to get over the hump. That's a Rocky Mountain, y'all. Before it snowed, body could freeze to death. And no one ever knew. See, we was heading west just to go south. About this plan, I had my doubt. But Slim said he first wanted to stop out in Spokane. That's Spokane, Washington. Said he knew a pretty little thing. I think her name was Lou. Down the street, I knew something wrong. I could feel the heat. Up come the police. Says, "Welcome to our town. Hop in the back seat, boys. We're gonna show you around." Never go west when you know you should be heading south. Never whisper. Yeah.
in city jail. When I got out, I was ready to sail. Cap said, you know, the left boy said, have no doubt. Never ever go west, when you know you should be.
Compliment that you were all quiet. Here y'all talking.
I hear your echo on the road. Them damn tears, they start to come. They will dry me up, and I'm simply away. While I'm blowing troubles down. And they all burn as they love. This is a brand new song. We only ever played it this one time so far. I was thinking of, man, like, you know, I was thinking if I was afraid of anything. I started thinking about, well, am I afraid of death? I said, I ain't afraid of that motherfucker. And I wrote me the song. I ain't afraid of nothing.
out the three string transponder. And for those of them you don't know, this is called the three string transponder because it only has three strings. This guitar is a piece of shit. Says on it in the back says Japan. This guitar was not no good when it was new. It's really bad now. And the reason why it's called a Trans Wonder, I don't know. I think it's because when I first started playing, it put me in a trance of ugliness. A little bad about playing this next song because you know, like if you're going to sing a song about drinking wine, you shouldn't be drinking beer. Ain't really about wine, it's about a wine called Thunderbird. Now some of you may know Thunderbird and grapes never been within 5 miles of each other. A grape never got near a bottle of Thunderbird. But when I was a kid, you know, I didn't know, I thought that's what wine was. You know, it only cost like a, you know, whatever, like a dollar, and they give you a $200 headache. So I thought that was, you know, I was all good. I drink wine. Peace.
If it wasn't for Andy, I'm going to tell you why. If it weren't for Andy, I wouldn't be standing here at all. He's the guy who put my, when nobody wanted to put my record out, Andy put it out. Andy's the one. He only had a little record company out of his bedroom, but he took a chance on me, and then he got me on a Jules Holland show. This is the man. Record company Bronze Rat, and he's the one who started me out.
It's all good.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna play a different song, another song, and then we're gonna have you. Say no, you say why? Don't
Don't let your life pass you by.
At least they can say when you're dead and gone, you never gave it up.
He's a righteous. Keep on.
So much for coming. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, you want the short story or the long story? Man, don't you gotta go to work or some shit?
I mean, it's Monday. My mom and daddy broke up when I was 4 years old. When I was 7, she went and got herself a stepdaddy. The stepdaddy, you know, used to try to impress her when she first got together. Go, oh, what handsome young boys you have, me and my brother. You're so well behaved and such. Stepdad had gone off to Korea, which was a little war they had back there in 1951 and 52. When he come back from Korea, because he was a cook, you know, in Korea, you know, he come back, he was bad. He was so bad, he could beat up me and my little brother. So one day, I don't know what we had done, what I had done wrong, actually. He come in my bedroom. And he pushed me out through the window. And the window was closed, y'all. So, you know, I'm just laying out there in the backyard in the grass and broken glass. Looking up at the sky, it's kind of a pretty day with clouds, you know, just kind of relaxing on my back. I just, you know, thinking to myself, just kind of casually thinking, I'm gonna kill this motherfucker. Well, when he come back from Korea, he brought home this very pretty, chrome-plated, pearl-handled 45 automatic, which he kept down in his underwear drawer, 1, 2, 3, 4 drawers down. So the next day, while he was at work, I go in the bedroom, remember now, just 13 and a half years old, a little bit more. Go in the bedroom, pull out the chrome-plated 45 automatic, because, you know, they all loaded, you know, because, you know, he's American, so the fucking guns loaded. I sit on the edge of the bed, well, I guess, and I waited for him to come home from work, you know, so I could put one in his punk ass ear. Put your hands up, y'all. Praise the Lord. Except, I'm pretty sure it was not Jesus. Because my revelation come down and said, this is my revelation. Put your hands down now. It said, Steve, you know, kind of echoing from up above, said, you dumb shit. You shoot that motherfucker, you're going to go to jail for the rest of your natural ass life. So why don't you just pack your bag and leave? Oh, what a good idea. I saw that poem before I was 14 years old. Figured I'd do it better on my own. Then followed a number of years of kind of bumming around, living hand to mouth, sometimes getting locked up, and sometimes. I never really had been no school education. So it wasn't a hell of a lot I was going to be able to do. But I always did pick on the guitar. Put the hat out for the spare change. Now I'm getting some serious spare change. I don't know how things went wrong. It ain't bad now. So I just keep cleaning my doghouse. We'll be right back.
Thank you.